It's the second day of the month. I am the Lord, that is my name. My glory I give to no other, nor my praise to idols. Isaiah 42, verse 8. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Revelation 22, verse 13. Consistent and conscientious discipleship springs from a sure knowledge that we are loved by God and that all of our devotion is a response to divine covenant love for us. Therefore, on days 2, 3, and 4 of each month, we reflect on the nature of this gracious God. The world is filled with competing deities, even if many of the forces that allure us are not identified as gods, let alone recognized as false idols. Still, that is the situation. We do well, therefore, to re-examine regularly our understanding of God. Consider how you know this God. What passages of Scripture are for you the most powerful testimonies to the nature and work of God? What long-standing convictions do Christians transmit to each new generation, handing on the faith of what the Nicene Creed calls one holy Catholic and apostolic church? What experiences can you identify in which God has been a crucial personal presence in your own life? How does your understanding of God distinguish faith from superstition, deep discipleship from superficial feeling, and long-term promises to God from fancies about God? Opening prayer. You alone are God. You alone are holy. You have made yourself known in the creation we see all about us. You have made yourself known in faithful covenants, in the journeys of Abraham and Sarah, in the great escape from slavery in Egypt, in the experiences of judges, monarchs, and mighty prophets. But above all, you have revealed yourself in Jesus, your anointed one, and continually you make known your presence. In the power of the Holy Spirit, your sacred breath within us, your mighty wind around us, you alone are God. You alone are holy. Amen. Psalm 16. Keep me safe, O God. I've run for dear life to you. I say to God, be my Lord. Without you, nothing makes sense. And these God-chosen lives all around, what splendid friends they make. Don't just go shopping for a God. Gods are not for sale. I swear I'll never treat God names like brand names. My choice is you, God, first and only. And now I find I'm your choice. You set me up with a house and yard, and then you made me your heir. The wise counsel God gives when I'm awake is confirmed by my sleeping heart. Day and night, I'll stick with God. I've got a good thing going, and I'm not letting go. I'm happy from the inside out, and from the outside in, I'm firmly formed. You canceled my ticket to hell. That's not my destination. Now you've got my feet on the life path, all radiant from the shining of your face. Ever since you took my hand, I'm on the right way. From the prophet Isaiah, chapter 30, verses 18 through 26. Therefore the Lord longs to be gracious to you, and therefore he waits on high to have compassion on you. For the Lord is a God of justice. How blessed are all those who long for him. O people in Zion, inhabitant in Jerusalem, you weep no longer. He will surely be gracious to you at the sound of your cry when he hears it. He will answer you. Although the Lord has given you bread of privation and water of oppression, he, your teacher, will no longer hide himself, but your eyes will behold your teacher. Your ears will hold a word behind you. This is the way. Walk in it. Whenever you turn to the right or to the left, and you will defy your graven images overlaid with silver and your molten images plated with gold, you will scatter them as impure thing and say to them, be gone! Then he will give you rain from the seed which you will sow in the ground. And behold, from the yield of the ground it will be rich and plenteous. On that day your livestock will graze in a roomy pasture. Also the oxen and the donkeys which work the ground will eat salted fodder which has been winnowed with shovel and fork. On every lofty mountain and on every high hill there will be streams running with water on the day of the great slaughter when the towers fall. The light of the moon will be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun will be 7 times brighter, like the light of 7 days, on the day the Lord binds up the fracture of his people and heals the bruise he has inflicted. From the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 26 through 47. Therefore my heart was glad and my tongue exalted. Moreover, my flesh also will live in hope, because you will not abandon my soul to Hades, nor allow your Holy One to undergo decay. You have made known to me the ways of life. You will make me full of gladness with your presence. Brethren, I am confidently say to you regarding the patriarch David that he both died and was buried, and his tomb was with us to this day. And so, because he was a prophet and knew that God had sworn to him with an oath to seat one of his descendants on his throne, he looked ahead and spoke of the resurrection of the Christ, that he was neither abandoned to Hades, nor did his flesh suffer decay. This Jesus God raised up again, to which we are all witnesses. Therefore, having been exalted to the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he has poured forth this which you both see and hear. For it was not David who ascended to heaven, but he himself says, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand, until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet." Therefore, let all the house of Israel know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified. Now when they heard this, they were pierced to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Brethren, what shall we do?" Peter said to them, "Repent, and each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and your children, for all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God will call to himself." And with many other words, he solemnly testified and kept on exhorting them, saying, "Be saved from this perverse generation." So then, those who had received his word were baptized, and that day there were added about 3,000 souls. They were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching and the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone kept feeling a sense of awe, and many wonders and signs were taking place through the apostles. And all those who had believed were together and had all things in common. They began selling their property and possessions and were sharing them with all, as anyone might have need. Day by day, continuing with one mind in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they were taking their meals together with gladness and sincerity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord was adding to their number day by day those who were being saved. From the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 15 through 31. If you love me, you'll keep my commandments. I'll ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may be with you forever. That is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not see him or know him. But you know him, because he abides with you, and he will be in you. I'll not leave you as orphans, I'll come to you. After a little while, the world will no longer see me, but you will see me. Because I live, you will also live. In that day, you will know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you. He who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and will love him, and will disclose myself to them. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, "Lord, what then has happened, that you are going to disclose yourself to us, and not the world?" Jesus answered and said to him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him. And we will come to him and make our abode with him. He who does not love me does not keep my words. The word which you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while abiding with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and will bring to your remembrance all that I said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful. You heard that I said to you, I go away and I'll come to you. If you love me, you would have rejoiced because I go to the Father and the Father is greater than I. Now I would have told you before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe. I will not speak much more with you, for the ruler of the world is coming, and he is nothing in me. But so that the world may know that I love the Father, I do exactly as the Father commanded me. Get up, let us go from here." These are the readings of the words of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. A Meditation on the New Life in Christ by Augustine of Hippo, a North African bishop, from a sermon to the newly baptized during the week following Easter Day. The resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ points to a new life for those who believe in Jesus, and that is the mystery of his suffering and his resurrection, a fact that should loom larger and larger both in your awareness and in your conduct as Christ's people. You want to be happy. I know that. You seek after money because you think money will ensure your well-being, but money does not make you happy. You seek things in order to be happy, but no earthly thing can bring you happiness. Had Jesus found happiness here on earth, you would find it also. Then what did he find when he came to you from another realm? He ate with you that which is abundant in the poor storehouse of earth. He drank vinegar and gall, but you Christ has invited to his sumptuous feast, the feast of heaven, the feast of angels, where he himself, the bread, having come down from heaven and found here only the poor provisions of your earthly storehouse, he did not spurn your unworthy table, but invited you to his own. He who bore your mystery, will he not also bestow blessings upon you? Therefore, as long as we live in this decaying flesh, let us die with Christ by changing our conduct, so that we may live with Christ in love and uprightness, until we come to him who came to us, until we begin to live with him who died for us, we shall not possess the blessed life. The Lord's Prayer, Traditional Text. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Receive this benediction for Easter from the United Methodist Book of Worship. We are sent forth in the power of Christ's resurrection. Alleluia! The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.